Radio Jealousy, your radio show about jealousy, and what you and we might feel about it. Listen, relax, think. Feel whatever you want to feel right now.
Radio Jealousy!
This is Radio Jealousy live from Kunsthalle Aarhus
on or in or at or by the temporary radio.
We're sending live from a scaffold in the exhibition room.
It sounds like this.
Wait.
Okay, it sounds like this.
You hear it? Yeah. Yeah, we will send today some theory about jealousy.
A chat with three people. The jealousy test.
A jealousy test, lots of good music.
And yeah.
Historical stuff about jealousy as well.
Love, hate, feelings.
Emotions.
Descriptions.
Yes.
Radio Jealousy.
Welcome to Radio Jealousy, your radio show about jealousy and what you and we might feel about it. Listen, relax, think. Feel whatever you want to feel right now.
Radio Jealousy.
Chat.
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 Chat. Well, I'm jealous right now.
Wow, you're really well prepared.
I didn't manage that, despite of all my plans. What's the brain researcher saying?
Three main instincts.
One.
Two.
Three. New circumstances. Old brain.
What a bullshit.
Four.
Five.
Six.
So we're at the beginning of something new.
Maybe it would be good to start with that.
Well, I'm jealous right now.
You have to love yourself from the inside to the outside.
You have to, you have to, you have to.
You have to, you have to, you have to.
You have to.
You have to.
Why did nobody tell us before that it would be so much work and that you can unlearn all that stuff?
If somebody had told you.
You would have been told thereby
that it's created by persons and not just
a natural fact.
Why wasn't I told earlier?
What is jealousy?
Jealousy doesn't lead to...
Jealousy saves us from...
Well, jealousy as an indicator.
In every function, jealousy is about control.
The partners are forcing each other to...
Jealousy is everywhere. Anyways, it doesn't matter how many persons are involved.
I guess jealousy is okay.
There's a lot of power in it.
Power.
It has no reason to complain.
It has no reason to complain. It, the jealousy. Mm.
Yeah, right. And to ignore it, it's also impossible.
Too strong.
So I am jealous now.
How do you deal with it?
Blaming it on yourself?
As a strategy?
Analysis. How does it feel like?
Wait a minute.
Too strong.
We are all intensity addicts, Sophie said.
That's our problem.
Maybe that is a solution.
Letting out the moods.
That's why I have no time for working.
So more money means more love?
Less work means more love.
But love is so much better than money.
Yeah, right.
As I mentioned before, I am jealous right now.
Yeah, and your own feelings, you can accept them.
In a way, it's very exhausting to have the aspiration for finding the new lover of your partner. Totally awesome, too.
I guess it's okay to be jealous now and then and to think that the new lover of your partner sucks.
I think it's helpful to see what's the most important feeling within my jealousy right now. That I'm not the center of attention.
Or that I fear to be dumped.
What a crap, to feel replaceable just because another person is awesome or interesting too.
Egoistic.
Egocentric.
I need a break, I'm a bit distracted.
Ah, we just have said the same
to each other.
One question.
What if you love more than one person?
Keep calm and carry on.
Two or three people in love with you are like money in the bank.
I'm not sure if I got it right. Can a situation of jealousy just be?
Yeah.
Well, my time frame is over.
Thanks.
I'm looking forward to it.
Test, test, test. The jealousy test.
Der Eifersuchtstest.
Jealousy won't get you anything that you love.
Test, test, test.
The jealousy test.
Der Eifersuchtstest.
You are at a party and an attractive person keeps looking at your girlfriend. What would you do? Mm. A.
Confront this person and tell them to stop.
B.
Keep looking over at this person to see if they stop.
C.
Not do anything.
D.
Ask your girlfriend if he sees this person.
And E.
Kindly ask your girlfriend to move to another room.
Second question. You are watching a movie with your boyfriend and she remarks how she's always found a certain actor sexy. A.
Ask your boyfriend if they like the actor more than you.
B.
Tell him seriously that it's too bad and he's stuck with you.
C.
Say how you find a different actor in the same movie sexy.
D.
Smile because you're thinking of a joke you heard the day before.
And E. The last choice of a reaction.
Uh-huh. Discuss who likes the actor more, you or he.
Uh-huh. Interesting options.
Yeah.
Next question. In your opinion, do you think it's possible for two persons to be just friends? A.
I don't have any friends.
B.
It's definitely impossible.
C.
It depends on lots of things.
D.
You mean just being friends without working together and without earning money?
And E.
I don't have friends, I just have lovers.
Nice one. How willing are you to accept your boy-girlfriend's word as truth? A.
100%.
B.
One can never trust another's word.
C.
My boy-girlfriend does not talk to me and I just don't listen.
And D.
Talking about truth, it's a big topic. I guess there's a different truth to everybody and...
How possible is it to remain faithful to someone for the rest of your life? A.
It's not possible.
B.
If love is there, it's easy.
C.
It can be done if we eat a lot and sleep a lot.
And D.
I am faithful with 3 persons for the rest of this year.
Question number 6. You are at your friend's computer and you stumble across an email written to a person you don't know with a suggestive subject.
Ooh.
What is your reaction? A.
Ask your friend what the email is about.
B.
Open the email and read the whole thing and answer it because you are interested as well.
Ooh. C.
Watch a music video by Lesbians and Ecstasy.
Or D.
Go skating.
Hey. Yeah. Your girlfriend goes away on vacation. What do you do?
The results for the jealousy test you will get after the show.
I'm going to do it anyways.
Is it so hard to satisfy your senses? You found out to love me. You have to climb some fences, scratching and crawling along the floor to touch you. Just when it feels right, you say you found someone to hold you. Does she like I do? Baby, tell me, does she love you like the way I love you? Does she stimulate you? Love, 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 love. love you like the way I love you? Does she stimulate, attract and captivate you? Tell me, does she miss you, existing just to kiss you like I do? Tell me, does she love you like the way I love you? Does she stimulate you, attract and captivate you? Does she miss you, existing just to kiss you like I do? Can I survive all the implications? Even if I tried, could you be less than an addiction? Don't you think I know? There's so many others who would beg, steal, and lie, fight, kill, and die just to hold you like I do. Baby, tell me, does she love you like the way I love you? Does she stimulate you? Does she rout you, infatuate and haunt? Know just how to shock, electrify and rock you? Does she inject you, seduce you and affect you like I do? Tell me, does she want you, infatuate and haunt? Know just how to shock, electrify, and rock you? Does she inject you, seduce you, and affect you like I do?
I really don't feel able to talk about jealousy right now. I'm going to do it anyways.
Searching about jealousy, one gets the impression that jealousy is only existent in romantic relationships. Jealousy is on one hand considered as a problem, a pathological bad feeling. On the other hand, it's considered as appropriate to love relationships. In this case, it's seen as a meter for the intensity of love involved, a sign for a healthy and solid relationship between two people. That implies also the exclusivity of love relationships. There are only two persons to be involved. Otherwise, there's expected to happen a drama with all the roles of the guilty ones and the victim, with tears and revenge, everything what belongs to it. So the reception of jealousy seems to be quite ambivalent. It's probably one of the most hated and shameful feelings, and at the same time one of the most fostered of our society. Why? What is the function of jealousy? And what is about jealousy in other relationships but the romantic love? Since this kind of jealousy is quite neglected, the question arises if there's some interest in constructing and teaching or learning jealousy as a part of social pattern. Rivalry and lack of self-esteem are good for selling products. To be better, to look better, to feel better. How should jealousy be stabilizing since it's based on mistrust, anger, and fear? Since it often evokes rather distance between people than intimacy. Being bound through control, power struggles, and an alienated notion of morality certainly keeps families together. But is that what we consider love? And after having thought and talked and reflected all that, why can we still not escape this feeling? How can we deal with it? That's a question also treated in the following extract of a text of Dean Spade. Dean Spade is a trans activist, a lawyer, a writer, and assistant professor of law at Seattle University School of Law. He wrote, "As a jealous person, I'm interested in building love and trust with people that does not hinge on sexual exclusivity. Because part of my jealousy, and maybe part of the jealousy implied in the cultural drama repeatedly portrayed on TV of the other woman, the affair, and the heart-crushing, trust-violating meaning placed on sex outside a relationship, is that desire always exceeds any container. And we all know that from experiencing it, our own desire. No matter how much we love and want and adore and are hot for our partners, we also experience desire outside the dyad. And the myth of romance, one person out there for each of us, find them, love them, buy things with them, and you'll be happy forever, which we are all drilled with from birth till death, makes this knowledge terribly threatening. So the point for me becomes recognizing that commitment and love and interest in someone else's well-being does not necessarily include a deadening of all sexual desire for other people, or trying to unlearn the belief that it does. The point for me is to create relationships based on deeper and more real notions of trust, so that love becomes defined not only by sexual exclusivity, but by actual respect, concern, commitment to act with kind intentions, accountability for our actions, and a desire for mutual growth. And yet, despite everything I've expressed here, I also have serious concerns about the push for polyamory amongst my friends. Sometimes I see it emerge as a new sexual norm and a basis for judgment and coercion. In some circles I'm in, it has become the only radical way to be sexual. Those who partner monogamously or who just don't get it on a lot are judged. I also see, perhaps more frequently, the poly norm causing people to harshly judge themselves when feelings of jealousy come up. Having any feelings at all, and especially admitting them, is so discouraged in our culture. We are encouraged to alienate from ourselves and others, cure ourselves of bad feelings through medication and retail therapy, and made to expect that perfection and total happiness are the norm, while anything other than that is some kind of personal failure or chemical imbalance. This results in a lot of repressed feelings. Many people in the communities I'm in, especially people who have lived through sexual violence and people raised as women in our rape culture, have a hard enough time identifying for ourselves what is okay with us when it comes to sex. What we want, what is a violation, what our real feelings are, and feeling entitled to express them. We certainly don't need more messages that tell us that our feelings related to sex and safety are wrong. This doesn't seem like the radical and revolutionary practice I had hoped for. In fact, it feels all too familiar, like the other traumas of growing up under capitalism. Alienation from myself and others, constant insecurity and distrust and fear, self-hatred and doubt and inadequacy. I do not have a revolution for this dilemma. I only have hopes for myself and others and lots of questions. How do I recognize the inadequacy of the romance myth while acknowledging its deep roots in my emotional life? How do I balance my intellectual understanding with my deep-seated emotional habits and expectations? It seems like the best answer to all of this to move forward as we do in the rest of our activism. Carefully and slowly, based on our clearest principles, with trust and a willingness to make mistakes. The difficulty of having an open relationship should not be a reason not to try it, but it should be a reason not to create new punishing norms in our communities and in our own minds. We've done difficult things before. We struggle with internalized oppressions. We choose to live our lives in ways that our families often tell us are impossible, idealistic, or dangerous. And we get joy from creatively resisting the limits of our culture and political system that are both external and part of our own minds.
This is the temporary radio broadcasting from Kunsthal Aarhus. We are sitting in
almost the very top of the scaffold we're broadcasting from. And because a big part of Kunsthal Aarhus is in the basement, we are now on ground zero again. Because here are windows on the top, we can look outside, the sun is shining. I have to wear my violet sunglasses. And the program you're listening to is Jealousy Radio. Now there will be another text written by myself, and afterwards there will be music again. I'm starting. It's not predictable. Jealousy is a fictional word. It's an invention, because it's a bunch of different feelings, a bunch of different bad feelings. And because of the bad, it's wrong in the first place at all and everywhere. There's one kind of critic that says jealousy is an expression of possession and you can't possess people. Above all, you shouldn't. You shouldn't want to. But you do possess me a little bit right now. Now that you bought me this shirt and I'm wearing it all the time, and now that I carry myself beside you like a part of your possession, and it makes me feel unbelievable good, I wallow in your fame. You know what? I like feelings. I wouldn't know what to do without them. A friend of mine said about a friend of him that she would make a lot of decisions intuitively. For example, if she should go to Vienna right now, it would kind of feel like that, she said. And I thought, yeah, how else should she decide this if not with her feelings? Except by the amount of money in her bank account, or in her wallet. Now that I think about it, he might have felt abandoned in case of Vienna, so he potentially felt jealous of the other city, like separation anxiety. But instead of allowing those feelings, he preferably said, somehow she's doing it wrong. I don't remember where I did copy the following from. It was probably about one of the separations of emotion and mind, or of theory and praxis. About one of these divisions in two territories, and in this case, about the separation of the two terrains. It was like this. We are just expanding the feelings. We will expand them to the extent that nothing else is left but feelings. And when everything is a feeling, then there is no more feeling left. Do you get it? Because there is no difference anymore. If I say everything is feeling, or there is no feeling, this is the extermination of any possibility of feeling. If I always think I'm feeling the wrong thing, if I am told that I am feeling the wrong thing, if I'm made to feel that I am feeling the wrong thing, is it down to the fact then that I'm thinking wrong as well? So, do I have the wrong attitude and because of that, the wrong feeling? I felt wrong for 3 years. What am I supposed to do with that now? Now that I came to an end and that I'm feeling different, what means right? Now I do feel right, and that's good as it is, and I don't feel like that anymore, and that's right now, and how does it feel? Anyways, that's an important part of all this stuff, to distort and to confuse. Jealousy mostly does relate to others, mostly to other persons, often several other persons, and there's a lot to distort and confuse. Because of whom I do feel somewhat, who's to blame, what I should feel for real, and what I'm allowed to feel, and what the others feel, and I don't, yeah, I know it, and for sure, everybody, I know long enough, if I have thought about it long enough, I'm not quite sure anymore, especially because there are so many differences and apparently contrary feelings. That doesn't feel
to anything. I mean, that doesn't go anywhere. Sai and I once sat in a performance as the buddy. And sometimes feeling nothing when I feel heaps jealous or guilty or left over, then feeling nothing is what I want to be best at. But until now, that all felt very far and long. Felt temperature 26 degrees in the shadow, and I've nothing to do, and there's still a lot I want to do with you. Thank you. Now the jingle again, please.
Radio Jealousy.
Welcome to Radio Jealousy, your radio show about jealousy and what you and we might feel about it. Listen, relax, think. Feel whatever you want to feel right now.
Radio Jealousy.
It's like this.
I'm weird and you're weird. Let's be mates. I consider us a pair, so yeah. You got a lie, follow me outside. I need a cash point where I said that twice. You like my hair, I like it too. To the side, that's not all I do. Do you mind holding on for two while I go do my boogaloo? Too much herbal. I feel like I'm coughing furballs. Drink cider like Wurzels. I'm fresh and clean like Purcell. Deliver my wares like parcels. I'm that queen in her castle. So let's get acquainted. You're simple, I like it. Why are we waiting? I'm single, you like it. Let's conversate about nothing. It's timeless and how I run about with my invisible minders. I'm weird and you're weird. Let's be mates.
Russian, Stodilat, is a novel written by the Russian philosopher, journalist, and literary critic Nikolai Chernyshevsky. The novel has been called a handbook of radicalism. When he wrote the novel, the author was himself imprisoned in St. Petersburg. Later, he was convicted to exile in Siberia. The novel is an example of how old the idea of open relationship without jealousy can be. Now I read a dialogue between the woman that has like two lovers and a friend of the families. She starts,
Don't you recognize such a thing as jealousy, Rachmitov?
In an intelligent person, it has no right to exist. It is a mutilated feeling, it is a false feeling, a contemptible feeling. It is the result of that order of things according to which I don't allow anybody to wear my underclothes, smoke my meerschaum. It is the result of viewing a person as personal property and as a chattel.
But, Rachmitov, if jealousy should not be acknowledged, then there would be a horrible state of things.
For him who feels it, there are horrible things, but for the one who does not feel it, there is nothing horrible or even important.
But you are advocating an absolute immorality, Rachmitov.
Does it seem to you so after living with him 4 years? The question here has nothing to do whatsoever with morality or immorality, but only whether the contraband is a good thing. Who has the idea that jealousy is a feeling worthy of respect and mercy? That the feeling says, ach, when I do this, I shall offend him. And whom does it compel to suffer vainly in the strife? Only a few of the most noble, for whom it is impossible to fear that their nature would draw them into immorality. For the rest are not restrained by this nonsense, but are simply driven to be cunning, deceitful. That is, it makes them really bad. That is all. Is this not well known to you?
Of course it is.
No, how henceforth can you find any moral advantage in jealousy?
Yes, but we ourselves always used to speak together in the spirit.
Probably not absolutely in the sense of the word, or just spoke words but did not believe each other when you heard these words on each other's tongue. And of course you really did not believe because you constantly heard about other subjects and maybe this very subject's word in a different sense. Why else should you have suffered so long? God knows how long. And for what reason and from what nonsense? What a great rumpus. How much trouble for all three, and particularly for you. Meantime, you all three might have lived together very calmly, just as to move into one apartment or to have arranged it otherwise, however it might happen, only without the least trouble. In accordance with your former style to drink tea all three together and, as before, to go to the opera all three together. Why then this suffering? Why this catastrophe?
No, Rachmitov, you are speaking terrible things.
Again, terrible things. Terrible to me are the awful sufferings from trifles and unnecessary catastrophes.
And so then, according to your view, all our history is a stupid melodrama?
Yes, an entirely unnecessary melodrama, which is an entirely unnecessary tragedy.
Reload the trap, sir. No, 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 no. I'm back with a vengeance. Vibe me a What you talking about? What you talking about? Don't know what you're talking about.
And now there will be a description of a picture a friend sent to me. She was like talking about jealousy. This would fit perfectly as well. You can watch it on YouTube. It's called C Minor by the Communards, Jimmy Somerville. And yeah, just search for it on YouTube and listen to this description. Imagine she, he, the head on the pillow, the radio next to the head under the blanket, the telephone beside the head. I'm waiting for your call. The phone is keeping silent. I'm keeping silent as well. The tears are rolling. Love and hate, all in one. I am hurt, but you don't hear me anymore. He, she is tossing and turning, rolling from one side to the other. Nobody position is right now. Thoughts are obsessed, tripping over, flashing in my head. The expression of this can only be found in my body. Oh no. Nothing is making sense anymore. I want to cry. I want to cry. But I won't waste my tears. This was the description of a very jealous moment. And if you listen, no, if you watch the pictures, you will just feel what it's all about.
Supposed to call me tonight. You were supposed to call me tonight. We would have gone to the cinema and after to the restaurant, the one you like in your street. We would have slept together, have a nice breakfast together, and then a walk in a park together. How beautiful it then. You would have said I love you in the cutest place on earth, where some lullabies are dancing with the fairies. I would have waited like a week or two, but you never tried to reach me. No, you never called me back. You were dating that bitch blonde girl. If I find her, I swear, I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future, she broke my dream. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away. I would have met your friends, we would have had a drink or two. They would have liked me, cause sometimes I'm funny. I would have met your dad, I would have met your mom. She would have said, please, can you make some beautiful babies? So we would have had a boy called Tom and a girl called Susan, born in Japan. I thought it was a love story, but you don't wanna get involved. I thought it was a love story, but you're not ready for that. Me neither. I'll kill her. She stole my future, she broke my dream. I'll kill her. I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away. You know, all she's got is blondness, not even tenderness. Yeah, she's clever, less. She'll dump your ass for a model called Brandon. He will pay for a beautiful surgery, cause he's full of money. I would have waited like a week or two, but try to reach me, no, you never called me back. You were dating that bitch bone girl, and if I find her, I swear, you know, I swear, I'll kill her, I'll kill her. She stole my future, she broke my dream. I'll kill her, I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away. I'll kill her, I'll kill her. She stole my future, she broke my dream. I'll kill her, I'll kill her. She stole my future when she took you away. I told you, you know, if I find her, I'll kill her for real. Is that for sure? You have to know. I can do it. Man, I'll kill her.
Chat, chat, chat.
What is it about?
It's about two and three. It's about the possibility of changing the twosome love relationship into a threesome. Would there be any difference?
What do you think? Assume there was such a constellation where all the three love and desire each other.
The private space would be completely different.
And the public space as well.
Just assume there was such a situation. Then what is going on between you two would concern me as much as what is going on between you and me.
The third would be welcome and could become the first or second.
Which one of us is the first anyway?
That's me, of course.
I prefer the model of gravitation. Everyone circles like planets around each other, and the center is nothing but a mutual attraction.
But how to treat jealousy?
What is jealousy? What does it want? Can we feed it?
Mixed feelings, squishy and vicious.
Vicious. Maybe more like helpless? A trapped little demon. Maybe jealousy is also a desire for appreciation.
To me, jealousy means the fear of limits, of the limited relationship, of the possibility that everything between us is just a temporary phase, that we live in a relationship economy where it's all over as soon as there's enough suspicion. The other gives up and devotes itself to exclusivity.
Like, bye-bye, but good that we have tried.
When I have to fight all the time to be the first one.
There's ranks again.
Yeah, but they are called priorities now.
Then it's not the amount of love that is limited, but the amount of energy and time.
I wonder how often I thought, that's it.
Nothing I had before is comparable to this.
How did it feel like?
It still feels very good.
I think it could continue like that. Unless you're alone someday because nobody joins you anymore due to the priorities and limits. But as long as there's anyone joining, it can go on and on.
May I join?
Absolutely.
I really hate jealousy. It's ugly, and you just feel small and stupid, and like I hate jealousy. I really hate it.
I was dreaming of the past. And my heart was beating fast. I began to lose control. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy. You might not love me anymore. I was shivering inside.
Just a jealous guy.